There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're going to look at one hotel chain's war on plastic. Hilton is trying to get us sipping rather than sucking or glugging. We are joined now by William Costley, the VP of Operations for this region around the Arabian Peninsula and Turkey at Hilton. Thanks very much for coming in, William.
Well, thank you for having me.
What's Hilton doing?
We just actually recently announced, Chris Nassetta, our CEO, that by 2030 that we will be actually halving our carbon emissions globally, and similarly at the same time doubling the amount of aid that we provide globally as well. And similarly giving our team members an opportunity to participate with 10 million man hours of volunteer work as well. And throughout that also we did make an announcement of a global ban on plastic straws that will take place, and that's obviously something that is in the news. But to be honest with you, it's not just about straws, it's about plastic in general.
Which is what we were just saying. The straws is great, and we've seen a number of restaurants do it here locally. But the thing that really grabbed me as being ambitious was removing plastic bottles from meeting rooms and events, because we're a bit addicted to them, particularly here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Our Europe, Middle East and Africa region, which I'm part of, we've made a commitment to get rid of plastic bottles from all our meeting rooms by the end of this year. So it is a tall order because, as you quite rightly say, they are culturally there. And if you don't have them, people say, why they're not there? But quite honestly, it's the right thing to do. If you imagine in 2016, they reckoned 460 billion plastic bottles were sold, and one of them takes 450 years to biodegrade. So it's a massive global issue that affects everyone.
Do you know how many you get through here?
Our goal is annually, it will be approximately 20 million less plastic bottles consumed in our hotels in Europe, Middle East and Africa.
And what are you putting in as an alternative?
What we actually did, we had a regional meeting in February where we actually banned plastic bottles. So we gave everyone a BPA bottle. We had large containers at the side and just people filled them as they went. So basically we had no plastic bottles at all, not just in the meeting room, but in the bedrooms as well. Because, you know, meeting rooms is a big thing, but also bedrooms is another thing.
Which was going to be my next question. Every hotel I've ever checked into has had at least two complimentary bottles of water, and they just keep arriving and arriving and arriving. Will you eventually target that?
Absolutely. Because this is a war on plastic. If I give you an example, I've just arrived 6 months. My previous region, I looked after Southeast Asia and India. And in Thailand as a country, we actually get rid of plastic bottles from our hotels. We replaced them with glass bottles, and we will continue to challenge, subject to availability in a country, what is the alternative.
Looking at some of the other measures that you can take to achieve Chris Nassetta's goal of being carbon neutral or getting there by 2030, one of the issues is air conditioning. And still, when I check into a hotel in this region, it's set to 19, 20 or 21 degrees. Now, we know because we've had countless hoteliers like you join us saying it should be 24 degrees. That will reduce the carbon footprint of a hotel dramatically. And yet it's not happening. I checked into one hotel 2 weeks ago. I was freezing when I walked in and the AC was at 19 degrees.
Yeah.
How's that war going?
You know, with technology, you have building management systems that can preset pre-arrival temperatures. So, and one another thing, obviously, which is important is education for the room attendants as well. So we have both building management systems where we can pre-set the climate. Look, 23 degrees is an actual comfortable temperature.
Okay, I'll give you 1 degree.
I'll give you
23 is better than 19.
But one is education, and two is the, you know, culture of people as well. You know, when they come to hotels, you know, maybe they'll set it much colder than maybe they would at home as well. So it's educating customers, it's educating our team members.
It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. You think, well, I'm not paying for this AC, so I'll crank it to 19, 16 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, our job is to make sure it's a ambient temperature when you arrive, but then after that, as you know, rightly, the customer pays and we'll set it what they feel is right. We also have motion sensors in rooms, so actually when guests are out, they're actually, the technology takes over and reduces it to the ambient temperature again.
You're also declaring a bit of a war on soap. trying to get to zero hotel soap sent to landfill. And of course, you go into a new hotel room, you unwrap a package of soap packaging, you use it for the day and a half that you're there, and then you're gone. What are you going to do with the soap?
Actually, across the world, we do many things, and we've recycled millions of bars of soap all over the globe. We have many different ways that we do that. In some countries, it gets consolidated in a particular area, and then it gets redistributed to underdeveloped countries, or which we have done with some of our strategic partners, in particular in Asia, where we actually have soap-making machines in our hotels. We actually sanitize, break it down, make new bars of soap, and give them out to local communities.
What can you do about the tiny little bottles of shampoo and conditioner and shower gel and the rest of it?
First of all,
most
the packaging. You can rightfully consume them where you want. You've paid for them. But ultimately, the first and foremost thing is that it's a biodegradable container, right? Because ultimately, when it goes to a landfill, it must be sustainable. So that's the first thing that we, you know, aspire everywhere, is that it's biodegradable. The second thing is that we're actually doing some piloting where instead of the small 50 mil, we'll actually put in larger containers, especially at shower areas, and more a dispenser, which ultimately will reduce the amount of small bottles and similarly at the same time reduce landfill.
I get how the dispensers might work in some of your, I think you'd call them limited service hotels. Mm-hmm. We'd probably call them 3 or 4 star hotels.
Yeah.
But can that work in some of your flagship hotels, like a Conrad or a Waldorf Astoria?
Funny you should say that. One in the Conrad in Koh Samui, for example, and the Conrad in the Maldives, we do have larger dispensers. They're made of ceramic.
Brandy, I think we should go into some fact-finding on this.
Yeah,
important story.
They were ceramic dispensers, and they have got high-quality amenities inside them. So we do it in some locations. It makes sense, especially in resorts and in islands, where you don't want any plastic or biodegradable to be there. And our Hilton flagship full-service chain, as well as DoubleTree, will be putting in larger dispensers for pilot.
Last question from me. This is all lovely, but you guys are a business. What does it do to your bottom line?
That's a very good question. If you take, for example, the straws and the bottles that we've done, most likely that will be an increased cost because plastic is the cheapest form at this moment in time. So that is the case. When it comes to the environment in general, there's always large multi-million dollar investments up front. So for example, for air conditioning, BMS systems, putting in a technology that long term will reduce the carbon footprint, but there's a lot of capital cost up front. The same with lights. You know, an LED to convert a building might be thousands of light bulbs. You might have to invest $150,000 to change them. And it'll take you maybe 2 years to get your money back. But the underlining and most important fact is it's the right thing to do. And we must protect our planet for not just our children, but our children's children.
William Costley, the Vice President of Operations in the Arabian Peninsula and Turkey for Hilton. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.